Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It is with the joy of Christ that I greet you. I am excited about what our children will present to you today. As we share with our families, I pray that we remember the real reason and the real meaning of Christmas. It is all about Christ and Him coming into the world. As you view this presentation by our children, you will have a new or better view of why we celebrate Christmas. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church youth will present the drama, The Night Jesus Was Born. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift, 2 Corinthians 9:15. A gift that no one else could or can give. As we celebrate Christmas and are watching this video presentation, you will think on the real meaning of Christmas. God gave the best gift, which is His Son. I am Shirley Craig Evans, Youth Director of New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Bessemer. We are under the leadership of Reverend T. Jefferson Rogers, Jr. Want to thank some of our youth ministry leaders. Thanks to Minister David McCoy, our Assistant Youth Director. Thanks to Cynthia Boone for writing the drama. And thanks to all of the youth advisors and parents that worked alongside her to bring this all together. Thanks to all of the children for their participation. Our puppet ministry director is Sister Donna Maddox. Minister of Music, Brother Eric Hale. Media Ministry, Brother Ray McShan. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I say to God be the glory. So that we can realize that Jesus is the reason for the season. From our church family to your family, you have a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
I am Jerry Brundage.
I am Kevin Myers.
We are the youth of New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where T. Jefferson Rogers is our pastor.
We, New Bethlehem, will be presenting our Christmas drama, The Night Christ Was Born. Now we'll have our prayer by Mikhail Hubbard and our scripture by Mikhail Thompson.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the program.
Okay, I will be reading Acts chapter 5, verse 31. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins.
Everybody, please bow your head for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see another Christmas. As we celebrate this holiday, help us to remember the true reason for this Christmas season, and that reason is you. May we not only share presents, but Lord, help us to share your love. May we not only eat festive food, but may we feast on our faith in you, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone who participated in our Christmas program. May the performances bring glory and honor to you, and may someone be touched by you. This prayer, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The word of God tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." This is going to happen because God himself has ordained it. We start our play with a family talking about Christmas.
Yes, I am ready to go shopping.
Did you see all those new decorations at the school?
Mama, I'm so glad you can spend Christmas with us this year.
Yes, son, and I was looking forward to it.
family, but can I get to spend it with you and your beautiful family?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Christmas is such a special time.
We know, Grandma. We're out of school for 3 whole weeks.
What about all the shopping, decorations, and all of that great food?
Don't forget the presents. I know I love Christmas with lots and lots of toys.
Since all these kids have been talking about good food, food and youth, and of course going to the mall.
Yes, I can see my wallet getting lighter. My stomach getting bigger.
But what about going to church? What about Jesus?
Church! Jesus!
Yes, church. Yes, Jesus. You know, that's what Christmas is all about. Son, have you forgotten what your father and I have taught you? Haven't you told your children the story about Christmas? What about the night Christ was born?
Well, I guess we just got so busy, you know, trying to make sure they had everything they needed. We forgot what they really needed.
What I really need is more toys. I could use a few more things myself.
What I need and what I really want is to hear the story again.
Son, tell us about the story. I want to hear it too. The greatest gift God ever gave us was the night Christ was born.
Honey, tell me about it.
The
Bible. Yes, the Bible. Dad opens the Bible to the book of Matthew 1:18-24.
Ah, yes. This special gift was given over 2,000 years ago in a town called Nazareth, where a virgin named Mary lived. Mary was not married, but was engaged to get married to an upright man named Joseph. Mary was kind to others and loved God. One day, something amazing happened. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph put her privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoke of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph began from up from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden, and took out his wife. Children, this was a supernatural blessing, a gift from God.
Honey, tell them what happened next, you know, where and when the baby was born.
Dad now turns to the book of Luke. Luke 2:1-7.
Here we are. You see, the emperor had ordered everyone to be taxed. You know, like I have to do my taxes every year. Well, in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
No room for him? No room at all?
No, baby. No room for Jesus.
Honey, don't forget the part about the angels.
The angels? Were there more than one?
Yes, a heavenly host and choir full.
Well, I think I'll let my mama tell the story. I know how much she loves talking about Jesus Christ.
Grandma gets excited and turns to the Bible, to Luke 2:8.
Now, baby, you know I'll tell this story anytime. Okay, so, you see, they were in the same country, the shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
and they were sore afraid. And an angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of God shone round about them. And the angel unto them said, Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you born this day in the city of David is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And the angels were gone away, and the shepherds said one to another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they told everyone, for saying which was told them concerning this child. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard. Now that is what happened the night Christ was born. Jesus Christ is the gift that God has given to us all.
Now that's the gift we all really need.
I remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed him should not perish but have everlasting life.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The gift that God has given us is Jesus Christ, his Son. Jesus is the reason for the season, and it all happened the night Christ was born. Because of the birth of Christ, we all can say and have a
Merry Christmas!
Have you received the gift of eternal life? Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Isn't that too late?
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
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 We worship you, dear Lord.
Emmanuel.
Come on, say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
The Lord is with us. When praises go up, blessings come down. I dare you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. And I know you know the song by now. Come.
Let us adore him.
Thank you.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. He's our Savior.
Emmanuel.
Lord, I love you. Yes, I do.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship Him.
We worship You.
Everybody.
We worship You.
Put your hands together, come on.
Christ Mosque simply means Mosque of Christ. Mosque is a service called Communion or Eucharist. Communion or Eucharist is a celebration to commemorate Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. However, the birth of Christ preceded Christ's death. Therefore, the birth of Christ is of equal importance as his death. Without his physical birth, there would be no physical death. The physical death of Christ atoned for our sins. Christmas is a time for us to think on the physical birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly." Jesus came as God, wrapped in flesh as Emmanuel, to give us spiritual life with God the Father. Jesus gives us abundant life on the earth. Abundant life is life beyond a mundane, everyday existence. In other words, as believers of Christ, we do not simply exist. We exist with purpose. Christmas is a celebration of Christ coming into our lives to bring us purpose for living. Without Christ, our lives would be empty, directionless, defeated, and destined to hell. But because of Christ, we live to bring fruit unto God. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Abundant life is fruitful living on earth. Not only did Jesus Christ come to give us abundant life on earth, but he came to give us abundant life in heavenly places. The awesome thing about abundant life in heavenly places is that we have it now and forever. We are seated with Christ now in heavenly places. Heavenly places is the realm, the spiritual realm Paul spoke of in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And it says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Paul reveals Christ as the gift of grace that saves. The grace of God is the expression of God's goodness toward the undeserving. In salvation, men who deserved hell obtained heaven because of grace that flows from the cross. God's gift of grace gives us what we don't deserve and keeps from us what we deserve. Christmas is all about the abundant life Christ came to give. Listen, if you didn't get a new video game, new toys, a new bicycle, a new set of shoes, new clothing, new watch, new ring, new purse, new car, or cash, there is still reason for you to celebrate. Jesus is the reason for the season. James Cleveland wrote a song years ago entitled, "Jesus is the Best Thing." If anyone ever writes my life story, for whatever reason there might be, one day I was lost, but Jesus found me. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Celebrate Jesus Christ for the abundant life you received from him. Joyful Christmas.
Let the joy of the Lord guide you into a blessed and prosperous year. From Thomas, Trinity, and I, Merry Christmas.